With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. In energy-rich parts of the country, over 1 million acres of land is currently dug up and built on for coal mining operations. Reclaiming those mines, filling in the pits with dirt, and then recreating the ecosystem that once was, is expensive. Montana requires mining companies to put up money up front to pay for eventual cleanup. But not all states do, and as the dramatic decline of the coal industry rapidly advances, coal companies may no longer have billions in cash on hand to pay their cleanup costs. Inside Energy reporter Lee Patterson looks at the massive task of reclaiming the land from our energy appetites.
I meet Carla Oxeman on a windy stretch of highway overlooking a dark, cavernous, open-pit mine near Gillette, Wyoming.
Thanks for meeting me.
Nice to meet you.
She points past some power lines towards her house, nestled on a hill just past Eagle Butte Mine.
The Velveeta house. It's right through that post.
Velveeta, for its yellow color. Carla and her husband live so close to the mine, they can feel it.
The shaking from the blast, yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like an earthquake.
Over the years, they've managed to coexist. But Carla is now concerned about the issue of cleanup because the future of this mine is uncertain. Its owner is Alpha Natural Resources, one of the largest coal companies in the country. They filed for bankruptcy earlier this year. Regulators estimate it would cost over $400 million to restore Alpha's Wyoming mines, including this one. But in its most recent financial filings, the company listed nationwide liabilities 2.5 times greater than its assets. Now the question of who will take on that cleanup debt and how it will get paid back is getting worked out in bankruptcy court.
It would be a huge program to try to fill it all in, and hopefully they won't leave it for the taxpayer to pay the bill.
Leaving it to the taxpayer is exactly what is never supposed to happen. Before mining even begins, federal law requires that coal companies provide financial guarantees that cleanup will be paid for, even if the company goes under. But there's a certain type of financial guarantee behind billions of dollars in outstanding cleanup costs that isn't much more than a promise. It's called self-bonding. And no, it's not a move you read about in 50 Shades of Grey. Self-bonding is more of a financial maneuver.
A self-bond is basically like an IOU.
Clark Williams Dairy is with the Sightline Institute, a think tank focusing on sustainability, energy, and the environment.
It's just kind of a piece of paper that says, hey, you know what? I'm good for it.
The requirements vary state to state, but in order to self-bond, coal companies must first pass a test of financial strength.
And for a long time, it didn't seem to be much of a problem.
But now, in a struggling coal market,
big companies, companies that seem to be too healthy to fail, too big to go under, that are approaching bankruptcy, some of them have already gone into bankruptcy, and they've been self-bonding.
Out of top coal-producing states, Wyoming has the highest rate of self-bonding at 76%. But the issue extends far beyond the state's coal-rich Powder River Basin. Inside Energy calculated that over half of the projected cost to clean up mines in at least 4 more states, Colorado, North Dakota, Indiana, and Texas, are covered by self-bonds. And the top 2 coal-producing states, Wyoming and West Virginia, are some of the first to be forced to deal with mine cleanup in this downturn. Regulators here defend the program and say the self-bonding system is working for now. Kyle Wendland is with Wyoming's Department of Environmental Quality.
No one has, had to pay a penny yet for this, out of the public for this reclamation.
Okay. It is a tough topic for everybody, I think, in the community.
Over lunch, Carla Oxenen, who is married to a retired coal miner herself, explains the catch-22 of the situation. If coal companies actually have to put up the money for reclamation in place of self-bonds, it could hurt their already dismal balance sheets, sending them into bankruptcy. Alpha Natural Resources said as much in financial documents not long before it filed for bankruptcy. Quote, failure to maintain self-bonding status could affect our ability to mine, unquote.
You know, on the one hand, you want to see them do what's right, and on the other hand, you understand that your friends and neighbors may still be going to work.
By allowing self-bonding to continue for so long, we have dug ourselves into a deep hole that will likely only get worse. Two of the nation's biggest coal companies, Arch Coal and Peabody Energy, together have nearly $2 billion worth of self-bonded mines. Arch recently announced it could file for bankruptcy in the near term, and the credit ratings agency, Fitch Ratings, has reported that Peabody has a reasonable likelihood of default. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
Inside Energy is a public media collaboration focused on America's energy issues.